the big play by Terrell, mm-hmm. what did you see in front of you on that play? He said, I think at the podium, that he saw it on film.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like he had said he saw it early in the game as well. And he was low-key waiting for that play. You know what I'm saying? And they did it, and he was right there ready to make it.
What about third downs tonight? I mean, you guys made plays at the end when you needed, but what was going on those third downs?
Man, it was tough. Some of them he was getting out. Some of them we weren't plastering well. I mean, we got to be better at the end of the day. But we will. We'll figure it out. I'm just happy we got the dub.
It's a division opponent on 4 days. NFL's never easy, but how much is it good to get this win and then know you have 10 days to the next one?
It's great. You know what I'm saying? It's a great feeling, us being able to go home with a win. And we don't take it for granted, and we just want to keep going.
Dwayne Carter said last year, no matter what the team is, you always have to play your best. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like you guys were prepared no matter what you were looking at with Miami ahead?
Yeah, I think we were prepared. Obviously, them third downs, we could have done better, but I feel like we were prepared.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.